I'd like to start by thanking the Academy for arranging. This was a wonderful production. Let me congratulate the actors on the readings. My goal here is to talk a little bit about Turing's impact on cryptography. So, arguably the breaking of the German Enigma code was the most significant event in the history of cryptography. It was a qualitative change, it was dramatic. Before World War II, cryptography really felt like a field for amateurs and dabblers. After World War II, it became very serious business because of the impact of Turing's work and the work of his colleagues at Bletchley Park. I think it's fair to say that breaking the Enigma code was to mathematicians what the atomic bomb was to physicists. Right? It really legitimized the deep study of mathematics and computation for in this case, warlike purposes or understanding what the enemy was about. The use of cryptography may not have, or the use of cryptanalysis in World War II may not have changed the outcome of the war. It might have, but certainly it shortened it considerably, and the ability of the Allies to break the code and understand where the U-boats were going to attack next had a dramatic impact on the success of the Allies and defeating the Germans. So cryptology is all about secrets, which is why this play about Turing is so marvelous, because there's secrets on a number of different fronts. You know, if you find out someone's secret, you have an advantage. If they find out your secret, they have an advantage. You can guard your secrets, you can protect yourself. And cryptography is all about the mathematical generation and use of secrets. You identify yourself because of the secret you own. If you have a digital certificate in your browser, that's your secret that used to represent your secret that you use to identify yourself. And there's also a second layer of that, you know, keeping secret the fact that you can find out somebody else's secret. And this played a role in World War II too as well, where the Winston Churchill had to face the issue with Coventry, where it was known, he knew that because of the breaking of the Enigma that the Germans were going to be bombing Coventry. Should he reveal that fact, which might reveal the fact that the Brits knew how to break the German code? So you get layers of secrecy on top of layers here. So what was Turing's impact on cryptography? What was the impact of the work at Bletchley? His work was cryptanalysis, right? He was not designing codes, at least to my knowledge. I don't have a security clearance. I don't know everything he might have written, but his work was breaking codes. It was cryptanalysis. Sometimes the word cryptography is used just to refer to the making of codes, and cryptanalysis for the breaking of codes. More recently, cryptography refers to both. But he was a cryptanalyst. He focused on the problem at hand, which was breaking the German Enigma. So he had an impact on the field, but not in the usual academic sense. He didn't write papers in this area. I don't know if papers he wrote in the area of cryptography that are unclassified, at least. He was not trying to build a science. He was not trying to create a field of academic inquiry. He was trying to solve the problem at hand. Right? He was trying to do whatever it took to break that code. That was his goal. So his impact on the academic side of things was indirect, and probably primarily through Claude Shannon, who he met several times in 1943 in Bell Labs, New Jersey, discussed the work of breaking the Enigma. And Claude wrote about the field of cryptography, really wrote one of the first academic papers of the field after the war. A very influential paper. So Turing's work was influential not through publications and not even so much on the technical details of breaking the Enigma, which in some part are still hidden. I think the accounts of breaking the Enigma are still somewhat fragmentary. But the powerful idea of building machines to solve problems pervades his work, both theoretical and practical. In the breaking of the Enigma, that brilliant work they did was founded on the ability to build machines using cutting-edge technology of the day to run through all of the possibilities using not only the technology but clever algorithms, clever mathematics, to reduce the combinatorics down to a manageable level. He also worked on the idea of building machines, as you heard in the readings, for theoretical purposes. And that machine he designed then, back in the 30s, still plays a role today as a foundation for theoretical computer science. So this work they did laid the foundation for computer science, both in practice and in theory. Many of the earliest computers really are spin-offs of the work done at Bletchley Park. People who learned how to build interesting electronic devices that could do computation of various sorts at Bletchley Park later went off to build the first generation of digital computers, programmable digital computers. So he's really the father of computer science, both in practice and in theory in many ways. Later on, the work that was done at Bletchley was a model for intelligence agencies everywhere. You can, NSA, which was founded in the 50s, it can be viewed as a scaled-up version of Bletchley Park. You get a lot of smart mathematicians together and a lot of high-powered computers, and you do the best you can at breaking the codes of the day. The field of cryptography has grown a lot since then, and it's changed qualitatively in character. It's become really an academic discipline, and my colleagues, Shafi and Silvio, are pioneers in the new academic field of cryptography and have really helped lay the foundations of going forward in public key cryptography and a lot of wonderful advances since the war. So it's exploded, and it's become non-military, at least there's still military applications, of course, but it's become, the glue that holds together our electronic commerce, the glue that makes the web work effectively so you know who you're talking to. It's really qualitatively changed. But the idea of building machines to solve our problems really is an idea which he helped pioneer both theoretically and practically, and it really characterizes our society today as we live in the information age.